والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and sisters at the madrasa, since we have just commenced with the school holidays, and many brothers will be also going up and down to go and spend a few days, it is permissible to have a vacation, to have a holiday, to relax, to refresh in oneself, to rejuvenate oneself for the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But for a Muslim, there is no such thing as a holiday of sins. There is no such thing as a free or blanket license to commit sins in the holidays. There is no holiday from the ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever the orders of Allah ta'ala are, the command, the injunctions, there is no holiday from that. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, staying away from drinking, gambling, fornication, watching filth on the television screen, going to the cinemas, theaters, dancing clubs, and all other haram places, there is no such thing as permission being given by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that during the holidays you can indulge in all these things. So the only thing that can restrain us, I've been repeatedly mentioning this, that these majlises are not to cover the whole of deen and all its teachings. It's not possible to do that in a short period of time. The teachings of deen we have to implement in the different departments of our lives. In our businesses, we have to implement the teachings of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In our homes, in our factories, in our schools and colleges, there are so many different orders of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala directed at us at different times to fulfill all those commands of Allah ta'ala, that is deen. Deen is not just sitting and making zikrullah. Zikrullah is in all departments of our lives to fulfill whatever order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is directed at us. But to get that steam, to get that himmat, that courage and that strength to practice in all those departments, there is zikrullah. So that it polishes the heart, removes the rust and dirt from the heart. So the only thing that restrains a person in these days, especially a Muslim, a believer we are talking about, is the constant remembrance of death. That if we look at what happened in Taiwan, we had to look at what happened in Turkey, look at what happened in Cape Town, look at what happened in Bangladesh and other parts of the world recently, all give us one very clear, loud message that we do not know when death will strike and in what condition. People went for holidays many places of the world when earthquakes took place. They were on holiday, or they were on business, or they were on some other trip, tourism, and then suddenly it strikes and the person is gone. No warning sign is given, and generally it strikes at night when people are fast asleep. So this death, we are not saying must just sit and keep reading tasbih of the maut. That is not what is required. But to think that, where am I in this part of the world, wherever I am, if my death has to come suddenly, will it be a shahadat? Or will it be a mouth of zillat, disrespect, humiliation, disgrace, the death of a dog or a donkey? What kind of death will I face? What state am I in if suddenly an earthquake has to shake up this hotel room of mine? Then in what state am I? Am I committing zina? Am I watching some filth? Am I reading some filthy magazine? Or I am talking to my children, families, resting, sleep, eating, drinking. That is permissible. If a person, the wall had to collapse on the person and the person died, and he was not indulging in any sin at that time, then that is shahadat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that is a form of shahadat. So since we are not having a majlis on Sunday this week, so a few things about maut, which will again refresh and among our memories. Daf'atan sar par jo aaponche ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal. Daf'atan sar par jo aaponche ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal. Jayega ye bebaha mauqa nikal, phir na haath aayegi umre be badal. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. If this death comes suddenly, if it just comes suddenly, then where will you be? Where will you get another opportunity of making amal? Allah Ta'ala gave this life to make some amal. But if death comes suddenly, then this opportunity will go away from your hands. So do whatever you want to do. Akhir maut hai. Finally there is death. And it's the only thing that puts a brake on our evil khaishat and desires. Every vehicle in this world, which is moving, mobile, it has to have a brake. And this is the break that Shariat gave us, to think of it. That if suddenly it comes, then what? The disbelievers also say the same thing. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. So, kar le jo karna hai, akhir maut hai. They say the same thing. But they mean something else. Do whatever you have to do means, in their definition, that enjoy yourself. Commit as much zina as you can. Go to the casinos as much as you can. Enjoy the dancing halls as much as you can. And all the filth of this world. Enjoy it, because finally there will be death and you will turn to dust. So they say the same thing. But we don't mean that. We mean that whatever opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given, do some good deeds. And good deeds are so easy to do. With the family, in the business, everywhere. You follow Sharia, it is a good deed. Tujhko ghafil fikre uqba kuch nahi, khana dhoka aish dunya kuch nahi. Tujhko ghafil fikre uqba kuch nahi, khana dhoka aish dunya kuch nahi. Zindagi chand roza kuch nahi, kuch nahi iska bharosa kuch nahi. Zindagi chand roza kuch nahi, kuch nahi iska bharosa kuch nahi. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. He says, you've got no fikr of the uqba, of the hereafter, there is no fikr. You've got no concern of that at all. Khana dhoka aishe dunya kuch nahi. It is just a deception. Do not deceive yourself that in forgetting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and enjoying the luxuries, I will remain in this condition all the time. It is just a deception. For a few days, few months, few years, the person will enjoy. Thereafter what? And even in those few days that he is enjoying, it's just outward enjoyment. Inside there's no pleasure and happiness. Check the lives of all those people who are indulging in vices and sins and crime, that inside there's no peace and happiness. Outside they can be smiling and doing everything, but inside there's absolutely no happiness. Ask us, we know. Otherwise they would not have been committing suicide or contemplating suicide when Allah Ta'ala has given so much. Because the heart is connected with Jahannam the moment the person commits sins. So he says, khana dhoka aish dunya kuch nahi. Zindagi chand roza kuch nahi. Just a few days, few months, few years of life. What is it in comparison with the life of the hereafter? Kuch nahi iska bharosa kuch nahi. It is like putting our trust on our shadows. The shadow which is following us, we place our trust on that shadow. It will disappear very soon. the sun when it rises and gains its brightness, then everybody looks at it and admires it and says, look how bright the sun. But after some time, it's gone. It has set and darkness has set in. Everywhere there's changes. So there's no trust we must place in this life. Life is a thing we must use. Make the best of life. Do as much as you can in this life of the good deeds and accumulate it for the akhirat. But don't place trust that we will remain here forever and ever. हे यहां से तुझको जाना एक दिन कब्र में होगा ठिकाना एक दिन हे यहां से तुझको जाना एक दिन कब्र में होगा ठिकाना एक दिन मुंह खुदा को है दिखाना एक दिन अब न गफलत में गंवाना एक दिन हे यहां से तुझको जाना एक दिन कब्र में होगा ठिकाना एक दिन मुंह खुदा को है दिखाना एक दिन अब न गफलत में गंवाना एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है Brothers, I think I explained this when I was reading this in some other majlis, that we get many people, they are arrested for certain crimes. And then the case takes place. And in the newspapers, sometimes we see that the person is covering his face with his hands, sometimes with his jacket, sometimes with some handkerchief. Why? Because we are afraid, we are ashamed to show that face which is of a criminal to the people of the world. We don't want anybody to see our face. The criminal does not want anybody to see his face. He's ashamed that people will see my face. So therefore, out of shame and nadamat, he is hiding his face. If that is the kind of shame we have for the people of the world, what kind of shame then we should have on the day of Qiyamah, when the billions of people will be there, of different ummats, and at that time there will be no opportunity of covering the face. Everybody will see. If the person was committing zina, it will be seen this person was committing zina. If he stole, the goods which he stole will be shown, like how we see on the television screen. So should we not be ashamed? And we have to show our face to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on that day. Allah ta'ala who has blessed us with all the ni'mats. So how can we indulge in those sins and crimes? हे यहां से तुझको जाना एक दिन कब्र में होगा ठिकाना एक दिन मुंह खुदा को है दिखाना एक दिन अब न गफलत में गंवाना एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है हो रही है उम्र मिसल बर्फ कम चुपके चुपके रफ्ता रफ्ता दम बदम हो रही है उम्र मिसल बर्फ कम चुपके चुपके रफ्ता रफ्ता दम बदम सांस है एक रह रवे मुल्के अदम दफअतन एक रोज ये जाएगा थम एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है Place a block of ice on a sunny day outside and see what happens to that ice. Drop by drop it melts away and there's nothing left. That is how our life is melting away. Drop by drop, drop by drop. We say we are getting older. But what is really happening is that we are getting closer and closer to our death. आखिरत की फिक्र करनी है जरूर जैसी करनी वैसी भरनी है जरूर आखिरत की फिक्र करनी है जरूर जैसी करनी वैसी भरनी है जरूर उम्र ये एक दिन गुजरनी है जरूर قبر میں میت اترنی ہے ضرور ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے آنے والی کس سے ٹالی جائے گی جان ٹھیری جانے والی جائے گی آنے والی کس سے ٹالی جائے گی جان ٹھیری جانے والی جائے گی روح رگ رگ سے نکالی جائے گی روح رگ رگ سے نکالی جائے گی تجھ پہ ایک دن خاک ڈالی جائے گی ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے Who will be able to ward off death? Does anybody have the strength and the power? The military might of America, Russia, China, all put together, can stop the angel of death from visiting a person? Get the entire might of the world and tell the powers of the world, superpowers of the world, that stop death getting Clinton. All the military might and power. All the wealth of the Saudi Arabian government cannot stop death from taking the life of Fahad sooner or later. Nothing. Who can ward off death? Soul will come out from the body one day. So do whatever has to be done now. Don't say, tomorrow I will give up this sin, tomorrow I will give up this sin, tomorrow I will give up this sin. We do not know whether we will see that tomorrow. Tomorrow will never come. Whatever has to be done now. And then enjoy life. Eat, drink, talk cheerfully to the family, to friends. Enjoy the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which He has created, the beautiful scenery, the forests, the jungles, the animals, the fish in the ocean, in the aquariums. See those things, nobody stops us. But stay away from haram, stay away from haram.
آنے والی کس سے ٹالی جائے گی جان ٹھیری جانے والی جائے گی روح رگ رگ سے نکالی جائے گی تجھ پہ ایک دن خاک ڈالی جائے گی ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے
May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the hidayat and the tawfiq to do in the remaining life of ours those things which are pleasing to Him and stay away from all those places and actions and deeds which are displeasing to our beloved Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight we will read one of the zikrs of Khwaja Azizul Hasan Majzub rahmatullahi alayhi which I think I read only once here in this masjid and one sincere friend of mine reminded me.
اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو
Oh Allah, everything else must be outside. Inside my heart there must be nothing but you.
اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لا کہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو کون مقام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب جام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب جام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود و زیاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہے گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہے گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو میری ناو کا کیو انہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 ایسا سما جا میری نظر میں جلوہ تیرا دیکھوں ہر سو ایسا سما جا میری نظر میں جلوہ تیرا دیکھوں ہر سو غیبت دمبر کو بھی نہ ہو ہر وقت رہوں میں رو در رو میرے لیے بازار جہاں ہو سر بسر ایک میدان ہو میرے لیے بازار جہاں ہو سر بسر ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 ذرہ ذرہ قطرہ قطرہ رتب و یابس بحر و بر، ذرہ ذرہ قطرہ قطرہ رتب و یابس بحر و بر، نور و نار و اوج و پستی کفر و ایمان خیر و شر، ذرہ ذرہ قطرہ قطرہ رتب و یابس بحر و بر، نور و نار و اوج و پستی کفر و ایمان خیر و شر، ایک زباں ہو کر یہ سب کے سب دیتے ہیں تیری خبر، تیرے آگے ہے چہے ہر شے تو ہی سب سے برتر، کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ، کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ، الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 لا الہ الا محمد رسول اللہ، دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر، اللہ 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 اللہ
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. Gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne. Pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne unke naam ki gun gaate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah illallah 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 illallah. Aana tha jinhein sab aa gaye sirf qiyamat baaki hai. Suraj ke shole kehte hain hashr ki shiddat baaki hai. Maut jise kehti hai duniya wo bhi haqeeqat baaki hai. Ab to nikalo yaaro dil se apne khayale ghairullah illallah 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 illallah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. او اللہ forgive each and every one of us. Oh my Allah, we are seeking forgiveness from you. Ya Allah, there is nothing else that has kept us here tonight except that we want forgiveness of our sins. Oh Allah, we have recognized you as our Rabb. We have recognized you as our Khaliq and our Malik.
Ya Allah, we have recognized you as our sustainer. We have recognized you as our nourisher. Ey mere pyare khuda, we have recognized you as Rahim and Kareem. Ya Allah, Kareem is the one who gives without a person deserving. Ya Allah, we know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment because of the sins that we have been committing day and night. We know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. Oh Allah, if this earth has to open up and swallow each and every one of us, we know we are deserving of that. If the flood waters have to destroy us, we know we are deserving of that. Oh Allah, if the gale force winds have to destroy us, we know we are deserving of that. But oh my Allah, what we know is that you are Rahim and you are Kareem, and you do not like to punish your creation. Oh Allah, you dearly love those who turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending our hands before you. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of sinners. Oh my Allah, there is no shortage in your treasures of anything there. Oh Allah, the only thing that you want from us is to repent of our sins. Ey mere Allah, hum istighfar kar rahe hai, hum toba kar rahe hai, hum teri taraf jhuk rahe hai. Ey Allah, nadamat ke aansu baha rahe hai. Oh Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing day and night. Oh Allah, the eyes which you blessed us with, the hearing which you blessed us with, the speech which you blessed us with. Oh Allah, our heart and mind, hands and feet which you blessed us with, we kept using them against your ahkam and your commands. Ey mere Allah, teri hi nafarmani karte rahe, teri nematen kha kha kar hum namak harami karte rahe. Ey mere Allah, ab to hame maaf farma de. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat and rahmat upon us. Ya Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat and rahmat for us. Oh Allah, we want to become your walis. Ya Allah, give us those hearts that you give to your walis. Ya Allah, the hearts in which there is a hatred for sins, in which there is a dislike for sins, in which there is detestment of sins. Ey mere Allah, hamein aise quloob ata farma jo tere auliya ko ata farmata hai. Ya Allah, give each and every one of us long life. Ya Allah, we are seeking long life so that we may accumulate as many good deeds as possible before leaving this world and returning to you. Oh Allah, we have got nothing to our credit which we can present before you. Ya Allah, give us long life. Give us good health. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing. Give us good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, we have got so much of physical ailments and spiritual ailments. Ya Allah, cure each and every one of us of all the ailments that we are suffering. Our parents, if they are sick and ailing, give them cure. Our wives and children, if they are sick and ailing, give them cure. Our brothers and sisters, sick and ailing, give them cure. The entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, cure them of all the ailments, spiritual and physical. Ey mere Allah, physical ailments at the most will lead to death, but oh Allah, these spiritual ailments and diseases, they will accompany us even in the grave and cause destruction and havoc for us. Ey mere Allah, give us complete purification of our hearts. Ya Allah, these majlises are intended for purification of the hearts. Ya Allah, they are intended for sincere tawbah and repentance. Ya Allah, we are making a pledge to you that we will not return to those filthy sins of our lives. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and the courage and the strength to fight against nafs and shaitan like lions, oh my Allah. Do not let us be like fox in front of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, hame himmat ata farma, hame quwwat ata farma, hame sehat aur taqat ata farma. Ya Allah, tu hame sehat aur taqat ata farma. Ya Allah, izzat ata farma. Ya Allah, izzat ata farma. Ya Allah, after giving us health, do not give us sickness. Oh Allah, after giving us wealth, do not give us poverty. Ya Allah, after giving us respect, do not give us dishonor. Ey mere Allah, after blessing us with iman, do not return us to kufr. Ey mere Allah, after blessing us with iman, do not let us return to kufr with the statements which we make all day and night. Ey mere Allah, so many statements we make, we do not even concern ourselves whether it is pleasing to you or displeasing to you. Ey mere Allah, in fitne ke zamane mein tu hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, ghar ghar ke andar television aur cinema aa gaya. Ya Allah, in our homes there's now cinemas. Oh my Allah, there's so much of drinking and gambling and fornication and adultery and all kinds of crime and violence and filth on those television screens. We have got them in every room of ours, and we want your rahmat to descend in those rooms. We want our children to be protected and safeguarded from all the fitnas. Ey mere Allah, how can your rahmat descend?
اے میرے اللہ تیری رحمت کیسے اتر سکتی ہے؟ یا اللہ, وی آر کازنگ ڈسٹرکشن ود اور اون ہینڈز آف اور لائفز اینڈ دا لائفز آف اور چلڈرن. یا اللہ, سو مینی چلڈرن دے وانٹ ٹو شوٹ دیئر پیرنٹس, سو مینی چلڈرن دے وانٹ ٹو کل دیئر پیرنٹس, سو مینی چلڈرن نو اللہ دے وانٹ ٹو ڈسٹینس دم سیلوز فرام دیئر پیرنٹس, اینڈ اٹ از دا افیکٹ آف سو مینی موویز وچ دے ہیو واچڈ. اے میرے اللہ, ہمیں ہدایت نصیب فرما, ہمارے گھروں کو پاک اور صاف کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ, وٹ ول وی مس آؤٹ اف وی ہیو ٹو گیو اپ دس سنز ان آور لائف؟ اف وی آر گوئنگ ٹو گیو اپ سنز ان آور لائف, یو ول گیو اس پیس آف مائنڈ, یو ول گیو اس ٹرانکولیٹی ان آور ہارٹس, یو ول بلیس اس وتھ سیرینٹی اینڈ ہیپینس اینڈ جوائے اینڈ کمفرٹ. اے میرے اللہ, تو ہمیں ہدایت نصیب فرما. Ya Allah, give us the realization that by sins we can never get closer to you. Ay mere Allah, sins are causing anxiety and depression and all kinds of worries and restlessness. Ya Allah, protect us from zina. Protect us from zina, which is the scourge of our ummah today. Ay mere Allah, protect us from adultery and fornication. Ya Allah, protect us from gazing at haram. Protect us from listening to haram. Protect us from speaking that which is haram. Protect us from touching those things which are haram. And walking towards the cinemas and theaters and gambling dens which are haram. Ay mere Allah, give us the happiness in our hearts which you give to your awliya siddiqeen. Ay mere Allah, tere khazane mein se tu hame khushi ata farma. Ya Allah, gham ko hamare dilon ke andar mat dakhil hone de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts, change the condition of our hearts, clean and purify our hearts of arrogance and pride, clean and purify our hearts of jealousy, of malice and of greed, clean and purify our hearts of envy. Ay mere Allah, clean and purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. اے میرے اللہ, آج کسی کو چین نہیں ہے, سکون نہیں ہے, سارے عالم کے اندر بلائیں آ رہی ہے, مصیبتیں آ رہی ہے, تیرا عذاب آ رہا ہے اور ہم سو رہے ہیں. یا اللہ, وی آر سیئنگ دا عذاب کمنگ ان ڈفرنٹ پارٹس آف دا ورلڈ ود اور اون نیکڈ آئیز. یا اللہ, دا اونلی تھنگ وی ڈو از جسٹ میک سم کمنٹ اینڈ او اللہ دین ایوری تھنگ از فورگوٹن. اے میرے اللہ, ہمیں احساس عطا فرما. یا اللہ, دا ارتھ آن وچ وی واک از ان یور کنٹرول. یا اللہ, دا کارز وچ we drive in your power. Ya Allah, our lives in your power. Everything is in your control. Ya Allah, whenever you desire, you can seize. Ay mere Allah, we are seeking protection from you. Ya Allah, from your azab we are seeking protection. Ya Allah, protect us from against your azab. Ay mere Allah, protect us from filth that has entered our lives. Ay mere Allah, hame sehat ata farma. Ya Allah, har kisam ke haram se hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. اے میرے اللہ, امت کیوں حرام کے پیچھے چلے جبکہ تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں ہے؟ یا اللہ, وائی شوڈ وی کمٹ فراڈ؟ وائی شوڈ وی گو ٹو دا گیملنگ ڈینس؟ وائی شوڈ وی ٹیک انٹرسٹ آن دا منیز لینڈ؟ یا اللہ, وائی شوڈ وی ڈو آل دوز تھنگز دیٹ آر حرام سو دیٹ وی مے گین اور سسٹیننس وین دیر از نو شارٹیج آف حلال ان یور ٹریجرز او مائی اللہ. یا اللہ, تیری ذات کے اوپر ہمیں یقین نصیب فرما. گیو اس دیٹ یقین آن یور پرسن او اللہ. یا اللہ, on your divinity give us یقین. اے میرے اللہ, ہمیں صراط مستقیم پر قائم فرما. اے اللہ, ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. اے اللہ, ہر رگ سے روح نکالی جائے گی. اے اللہ, ہر رگ سے روح نکالی جائے گی. اے اللہ, ایک دن قبر میں ہمارے سروں کے اوپر خاک ڈالی جائے گی. اے اللہ, تو ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما لے. یا اللہ, یونائٹ دا انٹائر امت آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا اللہ, وی ہیو ڈیوائڈڈ دا امت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام انٹو سو مینی سیگمنٹس او مائی اللہ. اے اللہ, دیٹ امت فور ہوم مائی بلوڈ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ٹیئرڈ سو مچ, دیٹ امت فور ہوم ہی شیڈ سو مچ آف ہز بلڈ, دیٹ امت فور ہوم ہی اسٹوڈ ہول نائٹ ان پریئر انٹل ہز فیٹ سویلڈ, دیٹ امت فور ہوم ہی واز سٹونڈ ان طائف. Oh Allah, that ummat for whom he was stoned in Uhud, that ummat for whom he had to walk over thorns with bare feet, that ummat for whom when he went in sajda, intestines of animals were placed on his back. Ya Allah, that ummat for whom my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam spent a restless life. Ay mere Allah, that ummat for whom my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam teared and cried so much, when he is informed that that ummat today has got no concern for you, that ummat today just pays lip service love for you. Oh Allah, when he is informed that that ummat today is in the dancing halls, that ummat today in the clubhouses, that ummat today with bottles in their hands, that ummah today in cinemas and theaters, that ummah today in their walimas and weddings following the customary practices of the kuffar and the mushrikeen. Ya Allah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that that ummah for whom you shed so much of blood and tears, that ummah today is in every haram place, in fraud and in criminal activities. Ay Allah, mere Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ko hum kitni takleef pahuncha rahe hain. Ya Allah, we do not like that our children should suffer. We do not like that our beloved ones should suffer in any way. Ya Allah, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam is our beloved, but we are the ones causing him so much of injury and pain. In his time, the kuffar and the mushrikeen, the Yahud and the Nasara and the munafiqeen, oh Allah, they were the cause of his misery and his pain. Ya Allah, they were the cause of his hurt and injury. But oh Allah, today we are the cause of his hurt and injury.
Hey Allah, hame maaf farma de. Hey Allah, ab to hamari zindagi badal de. Ya Allah, kab tak hum ghaflat ki zindagi guzarenge? Ya Allah, which day are we going to make sincere tawbah and return to you? Ya Allah, how long are we going to shed tears of hypocrites? Hey Allah, ab to hame nadamat sach sachche maane mein ata farma. Ya Allah, after this majlis, give us the himmat and the courage to give up every sin of our life. And accidentally, if we commit some sin, then oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to make so much of tawbah that even your angels begin to cry that, oh servant of Allah, enough is enough. Your Allah has accepted your tawbah. Ay Allah, hame aisi tawbah ki tawfiq ata farma. Ay Allah, tu hamara banja aur hame apna bana le. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja aur hame apna bana le. Ay Allah, agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera sabhi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zami meri. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch maangta hai, ilahi main tujhse talabgar tera. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch maangta hai, ilahi main tujhse talabgar tera. Oh Allah, people seek different things from you, but oh Allah, we are seeking you from you. Oh Allah, you become ours, then our king, all the kingdoms will be ours. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our families will give us joy and comfort. Our homes will give us peace and happiness. Ya Allah, everything will work in our favor. But oh Allah, if you are displeased with us, then oh Allah, we face nothing but destruction. اے اللہ پوری امت کو ہدایت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہماری زندگیوں میں ایک انقلاب پیدا فرما دے. یا اللہ کب تک ہم منافقانہ زندگی گزاریں گے؟ اے اللہ ہم سب کو اپنے نیک اور مقبول بندوں میں شمار کر لے. یا اللہ make each and every one of us your walis. یا اللہ نفس and شیطان do not want us to taste the enjoyment of being your wali. یا اللہ they want to keep us distanced from you by means of sins. یا اللہ but give us the توفیق to turn towards you. Ya Allah, one day we have to leave this world and come to you. Jab hamara khatima ka waqt aaye to hamari zubanon ke upar kalima la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah jari farma. Ya Allah, the day will come in our lives when the watches will be removed from our wrists, the rings will be removed from the fingers, the fashionable clothes that we wear will be torn and cut up with scissors. Ay Allah, the day will come in our lives when our clothes will be removed and we will be enshrouded in kafan and taken away to the wilderness. Ya Allah, the light of the grave is amale saliha. Give us the tawfiq to do those deeds which will light up our graves. Ya Allah, give us a mouth of barkat, O my Allah. Ey mere Allah, ghusle mayyit se pehle pehle ghusle toba ki tawfiq ata farma. Ya Allah, hum sab ko sehat, afiyat, izzat, salamati naseeb farma. یا اللہ, میرے پیارے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جتنی دعائے خیر ہمارے لئے مانگی, all the duas of goodness that he made for the ummah, bless us with that goodness, bless our parents with that goodness, bless our wives and children with that goodness, bless the entire ummah with that goodness, and from all the fitna and mischief and corruption until the day of qiyamah,
from which he asked for protection. Ya Allah, protect us from those fitnas. Protect our wives and children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak from those fitnas. Ya Allah, wherever in the world disasters have struck, those who have passed away, those who are believers in you, Ya Allah, give them the stages of a shaheed. And those, O Allah, whom they have left behind, give them sabr jameel and ajr azim. Unki mushkilat aur pareshaniyon ko khatam farma. Aur hamari bhi hifazat farma. Har afat aur musibat se hifazat farma. Shariron ke shurur aur fitan se hifazat farma. Hasidin ke hasad se hifazat farma. Fitin ke fitnon se hifazat farma. Mufsidin ke fasad se hifazat farma. Jadu, seher aur har kisam ki bala سے حفاظت فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا